The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing, where you can get all of your state and local level updates related to COVID-19. You can get resources, you can get your humor, you can get your chance for feedback. My name is Becky. As usual, remember that state level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. To speak with someone in a language other than English, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text coronavirus to 211-211. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources and referral services statewide through United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. A number of mental wellness support lines are available and text services are available. The Washington Listens support line for managing pandemic-related stress is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255. The Crisis Text Line provides confidential text access from anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor when you text the word HEAL, that's H-E-A-L, to 741741. Teens and adolescents can call or text the Teen Link number at 1-866-833-6546. An individual struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. And if you missed any of those lines, you can go to daily.ktqa.org. Shortly after every 3 p.m. broadcast, we have the daily briefing up there for your listening pleasure, or for your reading needs. Links and all the things that we read out for resources and updates are available there at daily.ktqa.gov. Excuse me, daily.ktqa.org. Let's move on to some state-level news where we may have those .gov URLs and websites. Today, the governor announced that the current statewide restrictions are being extended 3 more weeks to at least January 4th. This is in response, as expected, to the rising coronavirus transmission rates and hospitalizations across our state. The governor indicated that while Washington is seeing some signs that the current restrictions are working, our hospital systems are, as he said, still on the brink. With the effects of Thanksgiving on infection and hospital numbers still unknown, the extension is intended to grant the state's medical system some needed time to increase intensive care unit capacity before it's overwhelmed. It's already at 80% capacity in our state. The governor stressed that the pandemic impacts everyone needing hospital care, not just COVID patients, since those needing intensive care can include those who have suffered auto accidents, heart attacks, or other serious illnesses. In light of the extension of restrictions on indoor gathering spaces and venues, the state is making an additional $50 million in grants available for businesses impacted by the safety measures. Small businesses can get up to $20,000 in grant money when they apply by following links at startup.choosewashingtonstate.com or at the Commerce Department's website, commerce.wa.gov/bizgrants. And that's B-I-Z, grants. Priority applications are due by December 11th. The governor also announced that job search requirements for unemployed individuals will remain suspended through January 19th of next year. This means that the soonest that claimants will be required to actively seek work is the week of January 24th, and those filing unemployment benefit claims can continue to answer no to the job search question on weekly claims until the suspension is lifted. Additionally, the waiting week requirement will remain suspended until December 21st. This means that unless further action is taken, new claims with an effective date of claim of December 27th or later will require an unpaid waiting week, but this will not be affecting any current claims. Reports of child abuse and neglect to state authorities are still below pre-pandemic levels. It is thought that with the majority of children not being seen by teachers, school nurses, school counselors, and other mandated reporters, that some vulnerable children are not getting the help and protection they need. Anyone who suspects that a child or vulnerable adult is being abused or neglected can call Washington State Department of Social and Health Services at 1-866-363-4276. As a way to remember that, that's 1-866-END-HARM. You can also make a report online at dcyf.wa.gov. The pandemic has also put a strain on the state's foster system, forcing youth to be housed in overnight hotel rooms in many cases rather than in family settings. Anyone seeking information on becoming a foster parent can call the Department of Children, Youth, and Families at 1-888-KIDS-414 or go to DCYF, that's Department of Children, Youth, and Families, .wa.gov. UW and WSU are encouraging all Washington residents age 18 and up to participate in a Washington State Food Security Survey to help shed light on how the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted food access and the eating habits of Washingtonians. Go to redcap.link/WAFood2, that's the number 2, to take the survey and to be entered for a random drawing for a $50 grocery gift card. Those who are immediately experiencing food insecurity can call 211 anywhere in the state of Washington or visit wa211.org online. State agencies are getting reports of scams where individuals are promising vaccines for money. Note that no COVID-19 vaccines are currently available, and once they are available, distribution and vaccination will be governed by priority lists. For the latest on COVID-19 vaccine distribution planning in our state, you can visit the State Health Department website at doh.wa.gov. And you can also, of course, call the State Coronavirus Q&A line. Folks are urged never to give bank account information over the phone. Always be suspicious and skeptical when someone is asking for money or demanding money over the phone in exchange for something that might seem too good to be true. The state's coronavirus website at coronavirus.wa.gov, as well as the Better Business Bureau, both have information on those potential scams on their websites. Moving on to regional news, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 406 new COVID-19 cases today. Now, that may seem like a lot compared to the last few updates that I've given, but the department notes that we will continue to see fluctuations in this week's daily case count reports as a new data management system is being implemented and data is being migrated over. And the department advises that the 14-day average case count offers actually the most reliable look at disease rate in our community until that new system is fully launched. So for reference, the county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is 223. And the 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 346. Now for reference, that figure is recommended to be at 75 per 100,000 in order to consider bringing back the youngest of our students for hybrid in-person learning at schools, and it should be below 25 per 100,000 residents in order for the pandemic to be considered under control in our community. Right now, that number is sitting at 346, and we want to get that down to below 25. So we got a long ways to go, and we do have lots of coronavirus spread and transmission in our community active right now. Pierce County Council Bill number 2020-136 would dissolve the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, which has existed as a collaborative interagency department that reports to an independent 8-person board since 1972. The bill passed through committee on Monday and will head to a full vote to the Pierce County Council on December 15th. You can give feedback on the proposal to dismantle the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department in the middle of a pandemic by calling 253-798-7777. Councilmember Pam Roach, who sponsors the bill, can be reached directly at 253-798-2222. Roach represents residents of Puyallup, Sumner, Fife, Milton, Pacific, Edgewood, Northeast Tacoma, Southeast Auburn, Browns Point, and Dash Point. Moving on to Tacoma City news. Tacoma City Council will hold its regular meeting today at 5 p.m., followed by monthly community forum. If you'd like to submit comment relating to an item on the agenda, written public comments can be submitted to via email to cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org before 4 p.m., or you can also speak during the meeting to share your public comment. For community forum, you can now speak and share your comments in real time via Zoom. Zoom links are found at cityoftacoma.org and on the city's Facebook page. Both the council meeting and the forum will be broadcast on TV Tacoma and will stream online at tvtacoma.com and on Facebook Live. Tacoma's Safe Streets campaign will be holding a virtual forum tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., on anti-racism for neighbors. Community partners will lead discussion on implicit bias, discrimination, and housing. Email Alberto at arodriguez@safest.org or call 253-272-6824 for the links to attend this virtual community forum. Again, that email is arodriguez@safest.org. There are lots of numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. If you have been exposed to a confirmed case of COVID-19, or if you're feeling the symptoms of coronavirus infection, you can, if you're in King County, go to kingcounty.gov to find a testing location. For Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/gettested. or tpchd.org/COVID test. Now, this week's remaining mobile testing events include the following. On Wednesday, December 9th, there will be testing held at PLU and at UPS. That's Pacific Lutheran University down in Parkland, and at University of Puget Sound up in North Tacoma. On Thursday, December 10th, the mobile testing unit will be out at the Church for All Nations. And on Friday, December 11th, it'll be at TCC, that's Tacoma Community College. For the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department tests, there's no ID that's required. Testing's completely free. It runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They are open to anyone, and results are available within 3 to 7 days. Now, note that increase of 7 days. That's because we have lots of testing going on and being sent to labs right now. So whereas you might have a slightly quicker turnaround time if you visit or call your care provider, or if you visit one of the clinics that are listed at tpchd.org/COVID test, the mobile testing events, the results are right around now, taking about a week to get back. So if you have been exposed to someone and you're getting tested because you want to see if you have contracted the illness as well, or if you're experiencing symptoms and having fever and all that kind of stuff, even while you're awaiting your tests, you are supposed to quarantine. So that's staying home, calling the community resources if you need things delivered, and reaching out. If you've got questions for us, you can always call us, although we might direct you to those resources, at 253-330-8821. You can text us there as well. That is the KTQA line. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line and 211 for those statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. If you missed any part of the daily briefing today or any day, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. You can catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. Stay safe, wash your hands, stay separate, but together through the magic of radio and internet. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.